Hey, you. Yes, you. Welcome to Pillow Talk, where late night thoughts meet grown-up conversations. I'm Destiny Shanae, your favorite bestie with the mic, serving real talk on love, sex, and all the confusing, messy-ish in between the sheets. Around here, we talk spicy and heal loudly. We don't fake the vibe, and we damn sure don't fake the orgasms. So curl up with your favorite tomorrow tea, close your eyes, and just listen to the sound of my voice. Finish what you started. The last quarter of the year is only 9 days away. And let's be real, how you move in these last 90 days can either carry you into your next year with power or have you playing catch up. So grab your favorite tomorrow tea, because tonight I'm drinking Blossom Blaze. Blossom Blaze is one of our nightcaps. Only because I need a little help to go to sleep tonight, because I have been up for probably about 12 hours. So yes, I am a little sleepy. So tonight we're going to get comfortable and let's talk strategy, intention, and elevation. In the first segment, we're going to talk about reflection and regret. Before you can run into your future, you got to look back at the path behind you. Think about it. We spend so much time chasing the next thing that we rarely pause and ask ourselves, what have we actually done with the time we've already been given? Right? Does anybody think about that? Because I know I do daily. Reflection is about slowing down, being honest, and giving yourself credit where it's due. Regret? That's just sitting in what you didn't do, replaying it like a broken record. And the truth is, regretting anything doesn't change anything. Regretting it doesn't change it, doesn't solve it, does absolutely nothing. Reflection? Reflection gives you the blueprint for what to do differently. Absolutely. I'm going to tell you that again. Reflection gives you the blueprint for what to do differently. Put that under your pillow. So as you are lying here, vibing with me, ask yourself these questions. What did I accomplish this year that I'm proud of? Where did I waste time or energy? And what do I need to release so I don't drag it into 2026? Going back to the first question, what do I accomplish this year that I'm proud of? You know, maybe it's something big like launching a business, finishing that project, or healing from a relationship. Maybe it's even small, just choosing yourself when you needed to say yes to everyone else. You chose yourself instead. Those small wins matter as well, so you need to learn to celebrate those small wins as well. Where did I waste time or energy? You know, that's a question that we often ask ourselves. Well, you know, for me, that is a question that I often ask myself. That is a statement that I often say to my king. You know, I think I'm wasting energy over here, or I think we're wasting time over here. He hears that a lot. I say that a lot. And I've only learned that maybe in the last 2 years to understand it is okay to admit to yourself and out loud. We need to start normalizing admitting out loud. People always say you have to admit to yourself. I know I've said it before in my podcast. You have to admit to yourself. Nah, we need to start admitting out loud. Okay. Was it too much scrolling that you did on social media, entertaining people who drained you and didn't pour anything into you? I know I'm guilty of both of those. My social media has went down and it's affected the businesses because I don't want to get on social media. So it's hard for me to get on social media and promote myself because I did take a break from social media and it's a wonderful break. Staying in situations you outgrew. We all have been there. Are you still stuck in that situation? Naming the drain helps you stop pouring into it. Yes, I said that right. Naming what's draining you. Naming the drain helps you stop pouring into it. Whew. I know some of y'all out there was like, ooh, name that drain and stop pouring into it. The last question was, and what do I need to release so I don't drag it into 2026? This could be fear, procrastination for me. OMG, procrastination. That is my first name, but I am working on that. I am practicing to stop procrastinating. What about unhealthy attachments? Some of you guys are scared to let go of unhealthy attachments because that's all you know, because you have attached yourself to this thing. And maybe some of you don't know it's unhealthy. Maybe some of you do know it's unhealthy and just doesn't know how to attach from it. I have detached so much in my life from unhealthy situations. Some of those situations were people. Some of those situations were actually just situations that, you know, I didn't need to be in. What about cluttering your space? Learn this. Everybody gets a little clutter. Maybe not Kim Kardashian, but everybody else has clutter. I have clutter. I have started decluttering my space. I started that last month. So technically in my third quarter, I knew what I needed to do to make my 2026 better. But in reality, I was doing what I needed to do to make my last quarter better. So I've started decluttering my bedroom, which is where I do my tea time podcast, you know, my pillow talk podcast. Unless I have a guest, of course, I'm in the studio, but I have learned to declutter my bedroom, give me a space, and it's an amazing space. I think we talk about this a little bit later. Whatever held you back this year doesn't deserve VIP access to your next season. You do know that, right? Just because it's in your life right now does not mean you have to take it with you in 2026. Remember this. Reflection is power. Regret is poison. Poison, poison, poison. Regretting is poison. Reflection lets you learn, adjust, and prepare. Regret just keeps you stuck in a loop. Tonight, we're choosing reflection because that's the only way to walk into your new year lighter, sharper, and stronger. Alrighty, so the power of the last 90 days. Power of the last 90 days. See, this podcast is basically the tip explaining to you, get your life in order, get your businesses in order. Use these last 90 days to prepare your blueprint, which we'll get into that. But I don't know if you guys are ready. I don't know if you guys are ready to listen to what I am throwing out there at you. Use this last 90 days to prepare your blueprint for the next year. Practice, practice, practice makes perfect. I changed that word practice. I changed trying. I hate the word try. The word is practice because to me, try means I'm going to try to build a rocket ship. For me, that would be the word try. There's no way that I'm going to successfully build a rocket ship by myself. But I can try. Practicing that would take all my life. not going to practice to build a rocket ship. So I'm just saying that just to give you guys a difference of trying and practicing. I can practice to become better. I'm not trying to be better. Every time I hear the word try from somebody, I know that they are absolutely not even worrying about being better. They're not doing anything. When I hear the word try to you, you're not doing anything. So these last 3 months aren't just like leftover months. They're actually leverage. Too many people look at October through December like a throwaway time. Oh, this year is already over. Oh, you know, let me just pack up this year. I'm going to do better next year. I'm going to start my diet in January after the holidays, because that's what these last 3 months are, right? October, November, December. You have December, which is Christmas, holidays, Thanksgiving, holidays, November, October, Halloween, Halloween treats, sweets, holidays. So it's always, I'm going to do it after the holidays. Well, I'm here to tell you to stop that. How about you use these last 3 months as a real game changer? Because in reality, the last 3 months, I believe this is where the real game is played. I believe this last 3 months is going to set you up for an amazing 2026 or an amazing year. And whatever year you listen to this, you may not even listen to this podcast until 2026 of September. Instead of 2025. So whatever you're listening to this, use it. Your last 3 months, let's roll with it. Get up off your lazy behind and get your life in order. Think of it like a relationship. You can have one bad fight, words said that you didn't mean, moments you wish you can take back. But if you show up, apologize, communicate and rebuild, you don't just end where you messed up. You actually end stronger than you began. But a lot of you don't hear me, so I'm gonna keep going. That was the last quarter, right? Every chance, this quarter is a chance to rewrite that ending, a chance to close the chapter with your intentions instead of just drifting to the finish line. Why not finish strong? So how do you prep for greatness in these last final 90 days? Guess what? Your bestie is here to break it down with you. And I'm going to share some of my tips. I'm going to share what I'm going to do for my Pillow Talk podcast, because I want this podcast to soar and I want it to reach millions of people. I want everybody to want to come on this podcast and just talk about a bunch of stuff, talk about everything, relationships, situationships, how to make each other better. Okay, so step one, set 3 non-negotiables. Not 20, not 10, 5. I said 3. 3 things you refuse to leave this year without doing. When you focus only on 3, you actually finish. Choose the things that really matter. The ones that will move your life, your business, or your spirit forward. Positivity. 3 non-negotiables that you refuse to leave this year without doing. So my 3 for Pillow Talk, like I said, I'm really trying to brand this Pillow Talk. I'm really trying to get Pillow Talk out there. So my 3 are going to be consistent releases, making sure that I release on time. And I've had some mess ups because of system issues, but that was also me procrastinating. Building trust with my listeners by, again, being consistent with my releases. That's what I want to do. I want to build y'all's trust. I want to know that, hey, I had a rough day. I want to start my week off great. So guess what? I'm going to go Sunday, listen to that podcast. Our new podcast is going to be on there. And boom, it's there. I want to be somebody that you guys can depend on, right? Building my community. Active audience engagement. You guys do send in stuff for Pillow Talk, confessions and red flags. And I totally agree and totally thank y'all. And I am so grateful for that from the bottom of my heart. I know that I would love for you guys to start seeing me out in public and stopping me and saying, hey, I got a confession for you. Hey, I got this for you. That's what I can't wait. I'm so excited to get active inside of these engagements. We go to events, and because my products and everything is not all put together, I have not been getting active with Pillow Talk. But again, that's what this last 90 days is for. Also, the brand and monetization foundation. Same thing, building my business, building my communities, just knowing who the brand is. When I go to these events, you don't know the brand because I don't have my logos. I don't have anything with me. I don't have anything right now. So that's what my last 90 days are. I am not leaving this year without doing those three things. Declutter. That's the next step. Mentally, emotionally, physically. You got to make space. Your mind can't create in chaos. Your heart can't love in clutter. And your home can't nurture if it can't nurture you if it's crowded or overcrowded. This is a season of clearing. So the new year doesn't find you drowning in old baggage. Like for me, I have cleaned out my bedroom and made a spot, like I was telling you guys earlier, for my solo podcast. It's quiet, it's calm, it's soft, and it's very inviting. As for the rest of my home, I'm in the process of clearing out the past and making room for the future. I do have a garden, and I just finished cleaning out the summer crops and planting all of my fall and winter crops. Used some of the summer containers, used some of the summer soil, got the soil cleaned out. I did a lot of that stuff. It took me almost a month to do that. Why? Because it was just crazy hot. I was also busy doing a couple of different events with Cornbread and Loud Music, Andromedia Galaxy Visions. I was doing some events with them. So I was just really, really busy, and finally was able to take care of my garden. So the declutter, my mental, I'm decluttered. My garden is fixed. My garden is finally, everything is laid. Everything is planted. Everything is where it needs to be. The only thing I need to figure out is just my watering system. So with that being said, that's part of my mental clarity, my mental declutter, because let me tell you, that was on my mind every single weekend, every single day. It was always on my mind. And I'm like, I got to get this garden planted in a minute. It's going to be October. And so that was a one decluttering thing I could focus and less on, finishing up my garden. Boom. Now I'm back into the house and decluttering the house. Now that the garden stuff is all out of the house, I can actually finish up my house, which I can't wait to do. Anyway, that's enough about me. The last one, plan ahead and stop winging it. So podcast, when I was doing some of my podcasts, I have, some of my guests and stuff that will be coming on later in the season. One of the guests asked me during the podcast, he said, so do you have notes over there? And I said, yeah, I do. I put together a whole entire script. I work on it for a couple of days, maybe a couple of weeks. That's why it's so imperative you guys give me a topic you want to talk about, and then I just develop it. And he was like, oh, that's pretty cool. He's like, man, I thought pretty much you wing it. You're the first person I kind of see with notes. And I said, yeah, because my podcast is a little bit different. When you go on those podcasts that you've been going on, that's about music, it's pretty much the same conversation, pretty much the same questions, the same topic. Mine, different. So I definitely have to prepare. But in my W-2, I am actually an instructor, a trainer. And so we have days where we go and prepare our lessons. I like to prepare because I know how long it's going to take me. I know exactly what I'm going to say as far as the base, the foundation. Of course, once the questions start rolling in and all that good stuff, you go off script, but at least I have a foundation to where I know if I have to give them handouts, I have those handouts ready. If I have to do a case study and break them up, then I know how I'm going to break them up. If this is a case study that I have and they can do it on their own, just things like that. I like to be prepared. Anybody that knows me will say, anybody that knows me, okay, will say I love to be prepared. Success doesn't just happen by accident. If you don't map out where you're going, you'll spend the first 3 months of the new year trying to figure out. So why not use the last 3 months of the old year to sketch out your blue plan? You guys have 3 months left to figure out exactly where your next step is and where you need to go. Regardless if you have a W-2, regardless if you have businesses, regardless of what you have going on, now is the time to get real and figure out what you need to do daily to make it real. Use this last quarter to sketch your blueprint, what you want, and how you'll get it. I've been working on my blueprint to success for this podcast, inviting guests, like I said earlier, planning out my topics, making sure we get behind the scene footage for what's coming for next year. I've been trying to sketch out how I'm going to do the podcast. Right now, it's just vocals. After a certain time in my season, which I do know, then it will become visual. But I also got to think about the visual and how visual I want it to be. So I've already begun thinking about this, even though I know in my heart that my visuals, this will not be a visual podcast until maybe April, maybe around my birthday, maybe even after the summer. I'm not for sure. But I have already started in my head and putting it down on paper. How do I want my visuals? So here's the truth. Next year's success, it doesn't really start in January. It starts right now. It started a month ago. The last 3 months, they're not leftovers. They're the launch pad of 2026. And how you use them will determine whether you step into 2026 prepared or whether you're still making excuses. Every year that I have been with my king, our last quarter has been an amazing start to our next year. Things we had planned out and unplanned events happened that sent us out to a great year that following year. Work your plan, and those that aren't planned, work those too, because then you might find out that's what you needed to stay inside your circle. Okay. Yo, we got pillow talk confessions coming up, guys. You know, I'd be saying that this is my favorite, and I want to say it's my favorite because I actually get to read and sift through all these confessions. So I get to see a lot of confessions. Some of them I do send back messages and, hey, can you go in a little deeper? You know, can you give me some more details? Some of y'all's confessions are amazing. Some of you guys' confessions are, you know, I need more detail. So if you want to send me some confessions, you guys go ahead and send it to my IG, Let's Talk AT, which is @PillowTalk_. So my IG is @PillowTalk_. DM me. Give me some confessions. Give me some red flag, green flags. Tell me what you want to hear. Give me some topics. You want to be a guest on my show? Let me know. DM me. Come be a guest on my show. I'm in the DFW area. We can do it by phone. I mean, there's so much technology out here. So don't be scared. Come be a guest. Let's talk about it. So this Pillow Talk confession comes from an event. I was at an event filming with Andromeda Galaxy Visions. We were filming, I believe this event was a Trapaholics event. And the question I was going around asking it to a couple of different people, what are you going to do different the last quarter of 2025 that would catapult your business or your vision into 2026? And some people gave me some, you know, nice basic answers. I got some really good answers as well that I believe I will be using at a different time. But I really got a good one. Like I said, there was some real good ones out there, but I really, 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 really got a good one. And this one I felt. This one comes from, it's anonymous. I forgot he did want to say anonymous. He said, I used to drag old mistakes into every new year. I'd promise myself new year, new me. But it was really just same year, same mess. It wasn't until I learned to use the last quarter to clean my plate that I stopped repeating cycles. Okay, see? Like I told you guys, this one actually touched base and touched home with me. And he thought about it too for a good 30 seconds or a minute. And I even said to him, I can come back to you. I'm going to go and ask the next table and I can come back to you. But he said, no, just I need to be in the moment with the question. And that was, to me, the best confession that I got that night. And I love this for the reason that some of us, that is exactly what we need to do. Clean our plate. How can you start fresh or new if you never cleaned up the past? You know, when you go to a buffet line, they tell you to get a new plate. If it's a serving buffet line, they give you a new plate. So why do you think that you need to keep plating your past? Clean that shit up. I also want to thank you for the confession. Definitely, Mr. Anonymous. It was amazing. So I'm going to ask you, what cycle or cycles are you ready to break before this year ends? Okay, it's moving on. Time for red flag, green flag, life edition. So yeah, I named it life edition because we're really talking about life. Because tonight's version is all about finishing the year strong. So we're going to start with the red flag. Waiting until January 1st to start fresh. You guys know that's a red flag. That's what we've been talking about all night, right? That's a red flag. How many of us have said, oh, I'll start next year. Whether it's hitting the gym, saving money, like me, starting the podcast, or cutting off a toxic situation. We convince ourselves that the calendar date will magically give us discipline. But the truth, if you can't start in October, November, or December, January, homegirl, homeboy, ain't gonna work for you either. Waiting to January is like saying, I'll love myself tomorrow. The problem is a lot of us do say that. I'll love myself tomorrow. I'll start tomorrow when I get out this relationship. I swear I'm taking care of me and only me. While all the while, we're wasting today. Time doesn't owe us anything. And the new year, it doesn't hand out new versions of us. We create that. We create the new versions of us. So why not start in the last 90 days of the year? Green flag. Using these last 90 days to test drive your new habits now. Instead of waiting, practice. Start small. Remember I said, get three non-negotiables, that's starting small. If your goal is to save money, start small with just putting $20 away this week. This is Sunday. Put $20 away right now. Go and put it. Go grab a jar. You don't know where you're going to put it. You have $20 in your pocket. Go grab a jar. Put it in there. A jar with a lid. Matter of fact, transfer it to your account, transfer it to your savings account right now. You have $20 in your account, transfer it to your savings account. Congratulations, you just started to save money and you did not wait until January 1st, 2026. You actually did it September 21st, 8:30, 9 p.m., whatever time it is. Congratulations. If your goal is to eat healthier, swap one meal a day, just one meal a day. If you like oatmeal, swap that out with your breakfast. If you don't eat breakfast, swap it out with your lunch. You do not need to eat a four-course meal at lunch. Even if you don't eat breakfast, you can still eat oatmeal, You can still eat a chicken salad. Swap one meal a day for a healthier you. If your dream is to be consistent with your podcast, like myself, start by committing to post weekly clips right now. Think of the last quarter as your trial run, a safe space to get the kinks out. This is where you're going to build momentum to practice being the person you want to fully become next year. You know that saying, it takes 21 days to make something a habit. Well, guess what, my friend? You have 90. Matter of fact, you probably have a little more than 90. You have about 99 days. Make it a habit. January 1st isn't magic. Momentum is. And the people who step into the new year already moving, they're the ones who win. You know, I was going to start in 2020. I graduate this year, second in my class, music business class. Thank you very much. I was going to wait until next year to start my podcast because I said, oh, I worked so hard for a whole year. I worked hard. I was in school every day. I was doing everything. I never took a day off. Oh, let's get up to do vacation. Let's do that. You know what I did? I postponed vacations. I started working on my credit and I started this podcast. I've been working on my credit for the last 2 months and it went from a 5-something and I am at a 635. That was as of yesterday. Ain't he good and won't he do it? Yes, yes, yes. Because why wait until tomorrow to start? Because I want my farm. And in order to get my farm, I have to have credit and the money, correct? Correct. All the programs out here, even though I know this is not what it's about, but I'm telling you guys, there are so many programs out here. If your credit score is a 620 or above, there are so many programs where you don't have to put anything down. There's so many programs out here because it shows them that you're responsible. So by January, my credit score, God willing, will be 700. And I will be able to qualify for the best program that gives me the best land and the best home. I'm so excited. So yes, I did not wait until 26. I started now. Green flag. Of course, we're back to our green flag, right? That saying it takes 21 days to make something happen. You have 99, right? Empowerment takeaway, guys. We're almost to the end of the night, but I want to just give you some real takeaways. This is a segment that I actually started brand new. I want us as humans to empower each other. That's what we're missing. So here's the real takeaway. The last quarter isn't about running yourself ragged, trying to make up for all the things you didn't do this year. You're not in a race against time. You're in alignment with it. Put yourself in alignment with time. The next 90 days are about choosing what matters most and moving with clarity. Not every undone task deserves your energy. Not every idea needs to be forced by December 31st. What you focus on now should be the things that feed your growth, set your foundation, and position you for the win. So instead of asking, how can I do more? Because, you know, we always ask that. Every year I've noticed that the one year I noticed I bit off so many challenges. I bit off so many businesses. I bit off so much more than I can chew. And I've noticed that every year I've been thinning them out and giving them away and selling them and doing things like that. I have been learning. So I thought, let me put together this podcast. It's almost the last 90 days. And every year, the last 90 days, well, I should say every year for the last maybe 4 or 5 years, the last quarter has been a cleaning up process. The last 3 years, the last quarter has been a momentum progress. Process has been putting out what I want my next year to be process. this year is a year that I actually stepped two steps forward, and God definitely jumped in there and carried me the rest of this way, because my podcast is out and we are on episode, I believe, 16, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 17. So I'm super excited. We come out once a week. So I've been blessed and doors are opening for me. And again, that's because I have been doing what matters the most and moving with clarity. What you focus on now should be the things that feeds, again, your growth, set your foundation, and positions you for the win. Yep, I had to say that again, because that's what you should be focusing on. So we ask ourselves all the time, how can I do more? How can I do more? So instead of doing that, ask, what will matter most when I look back a year from now? Because when you operate from that space, you cut out all the noise. You stop feeling scattered. And you end the year with a sense of peace, not panic, not emergency, not lost visions, not confusion, but with peace. When you finish the year with intention, the new year doesn't hit like pressure. It feels like a momentum. It feels like, okay, perfect, got this. Now I'm moving on to the next. Now I'm catapulted into the next. You're not starting from scratch in January. You're starting from strength. And that's the difference between people who make resolutions and who make results. Now, I'm not talking about your resolutions. I'm not saying any of that. But start making results and see where that gets you. So as you lay your head down tonight, remember this. The clock isn't working against you. It's calling you forward. The last quarter isn't about endings. It's about laying foundations. Before we close tonight, whisper this to yourself. No, remember, we're not doing that anymore. Excuse me. Say it out loud if you're bold enough. I release what no longer serves me. I finish this year with intention, and I enter the next with momentum. Sleep soft, set your standards high, and prepare yourself for a greater tomorrow, because 2026 begins with the choices you make tonight. Carry that affirmation with you every single day of this last quarter. Let it guide your choices, protect your energy, and shape your vision. Good night, sexies and lovers.